Obviously, I was given something which was footnoted over here. Zev Lev, Rabbi Lev Shlita, has a caustic review of Professor Shapiro's book. He really takes him to task. But Professor Shapiro is not going to just let this go pass by. He gives it back over the head. It is Blogspot, SvarimBlogspot.com. I have both things in front of me. Truth of the matter is, you know, there's a lot of truth to everything. It's hard to say, you know, who's right when it comes to these things. The Chasam Sofer is a critical question. He's the one who says the Pesach Halacha in these matters. And Professor Shapiro counters that he may have said that, but he doesn't believe of any Rishon that holds the same way. Who's the one? The last one would be the Rambam. The last one would be the Rambam. Nothing can be more at odds with Rambam's understanding. The eternal truths, the majority of posts determine God as a body, so not change the fact is still a basic principle of the Jewish faith to assert the opposite. That may be true objectively. Who said it's true of Isa? At the end he says, it's Chasam Sof against the Rambam. In fact, the Rambam could not be more opposed to Rabbi Lev's statement, as it means that his own principles of faith could be, quote, voted out. You know what the answer is? Yes. I think the answer the Rambam would say yes. I wouldn't necessarily believe it, but that's what the Rambam say in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel that I showed you. That's the same thing. I hold the Shemitah this year, but the Maisa, the Shemitah is another year. So I don't see what I don't see what Professor Shapiro disproved Rabbi Lev. I don't understand. I can't prove that the Rambam holds like the Chasam Sofer, but I can't prove the reverse either. He's appealing to some words which I don't know if that's necessarily true. Now, as we mentioned at the end of the Shia, the Rashi in Kuf Dalet and Beis seems to say that who gets into Olam Havah is ultimately a Kodesh Baruch Hu's call. So you'll ask Akasha, Lo Bashamayimi. The author of Halacha Hashkaf and Matter did not discuss this question. Maybe in the second edition it will be discussed. Rashi says over here, Ki ato tivcha v'lo ani, v'chabchira v'chem tluya v'lo bi, lo ma mi sheyesh lo chelek, mi sheyen lo chelek, halo bi adav atoli. Why? Lo b'shamayimi. What's the answer, Matt? The answer is poshet. Well, the Shlomo HaMelech is in Gan Eden or not, that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you have to add one nekuda to make this consistent what we said until now, which is, there's no nafkamina lemaisa, which is a chiddush nifla. Because it means is, whether Shlomo HaMelech has a chelek b'ma or not, is irrelevant to whether we should be studying Koheles, Shir HaShirim, and Mishlei. Wow, that's a wapa chiddush. But I don't see another way out of this one. This is your field, not mine, but if you have another way out of this, then you have to tell me. I don't think I've read to you, but I brought a whole pack of papers here with me today, different... Aside from Rabbi Wiederbeck, we're going to get on him online. But I really brought a lot of papers that I wanted to show you today. Today's the day of all the papers, okay? And tomorrow, maybe we'll go back to it. We'll see if we get to Rabbi Wiederbeck today or tomorrow. But I brought a whole series of things. If you have more to add, let me know about it. I'll discuss anything. I believe in quoting many people. The first I have over here, let's see what I have. Try to go in a particular order, although there's no specific order. That's my chiddush for today. It's a chiddush. I agree with you with it. Because if there be a halacha lemaisa nafkamina, then how does the Gemara and the Rashi say that it all depends on the Kadosh Baruch Hu? And it says if a bikshu, doesn't even say it was a majority or minority. Bikshu means that it may have been a unanimous opinion of whoever wrote the Mishnayos. They wanted to add the name of Shlomo Melech to the list, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu responds, it's not up to you. What about Loba Shemayim? So again, the only way I can possibly get out of that is to say what I just said. I don't know. I can't say for sure because what I don't know, I tell you I don't know. And there's a lot of things I don't know over here. Always things I don't know. But here's more than average things that I don't know. So we're going to discuss a little bit more. Just trying to find a particular page that's missing here. There are a number of other, as I said, Mamar, I want to quote to you
down somewhere. Whatever, I'm trying to get to a certain seder that I want to present it in, and I've been prevented by the fact that I'm not finding the page I'm looking for. Apologize. Ah, no wonder it's in here. Okay. Still not the Mara Makomas in hard print. One of these days I'll give it to you. Tomorrow. Okay. Rabosai, the first source that I'm quoting over here is an article in Torah Mada, somewhere in front of me, has to be on the table somewhere. Torah Mada Journal. Written by Rabbi Yitzchak Blau, Torah Mada Journal, 2004. We comment on Professor Shapiro's lengthy book, and he says as follows. He says that unfortunately he believes that there are going to be those who are going to use this book and deny that you have to believe anything, as Professor Kellner had said, as Professor Tamar Ross and others say, or even equating all kinds of different religions. That's impossible. He says that the source for proper faith is in Chumash, Tanakh. And he quotes a fascinating source, which I think we can get on the screen. Mishnayos. Where's Mishnayos? Teferes Yisrael. Of course, the Teferes Yisrael, a very interesting idea in Kedushin. Let's see. Yochin. Okay. Kedushin. Derek Aleph. Here we go. Let's make it bigger. Whoa, I went back to the beginning. It's not fair. Okay. Watch this. Kol Shieshno to Mishnah Kiddushin. The Mikra, etc. Why do I say these three? You have three obligations. Emunos, Pu'ulos, the Midos. This is a fascinating dissertation here. Be'emunos, lahamen sheyesh kel chai yochid miyuchod moshe b'mashkiach b'al yecholos u'merachem rav chesed v'kol ad ein keitzu tachlis. Lahamen b'chol yugimel ikrim. So the Teferes Yisrael says, you have to believe in all the yugimel ikrim. Where does that come from? Mikra. Then pu'ulos. Then emidos. Tells you the source of all these three things. Kelik Amunos on his Barba Mishnah, Kamimikl on his Tabu, Olenu, Befeirish, Rakal Derech Hamuat, Batam, Shoniskim, Mishnah, Hamishnah, Enem Rak Pirish, Hamitzvahs, Shonis Baro, Bimikwa Yofe, Kibalne Perusha, Malachal Mashbi, Sinebao Pe, Omnam Gamimikwalo, Hoyotzrichim, this Barba Mishnah, Dayle, Sipuria Torah, Betochosea, Him who are Mimela, Shayodan Nucha, Lohaka Yosef, Rachis, and those of his Barach. Period. So here's what this is what I'm trying to show you. You don't have to go any further than that. You need mikra for ikari amuna. So I always say, they talk about women being punted from Talmud Torah. I say, and they say, you shouldn't teach your daughter Torah Shabbat. What does that mean? She doesn't believe in ikari amuna? Doesn't believe in that there was an Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's ridiculous. Obviously, there's some things that have to be taught. So I just wanted to point this out. It's not our topic for today. That's what he's driving at. It is true that there may be some things that the Rambam, that people don't argue with the Rambam. That's true. So you can say, look, that it's fundamentally true mitzvahs betelus lasa lavo. Yeah, maybe it's lasa lavo. There'll be another revelation like Mahar Sinai. Right? We say it every day. Shabbos and Muslim Yashmei Rabban Shenis. Right. There'll be another kind of okay. People dive into angels. All right. Some people do that. So maybe that particular second half of the Rambam's Eko, though it's not clear that he ever said that, the Rambam. I refer to Yeshurun. Yeshurun's online? Rabbi Stoll wrote about this. Are you aware of that one, Matt? Rabbi Rafi Stoll wrote a whole article on Yeshurun. He thinks that all those things that we say in the Mahas that Rabbi Chaim Elozhin was supposed to, it's not really against the Rambam. Look carefully in the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, in Chaschuvah, when he says it, you get an impression. It's only a prohibition if you believe that an angel has certain independent authority to change things. Then to pray to that would be a violation of the Ikra Muna. But the way we say it, remember the Rambam himself quotes the Gemara. You go into the bathroom, you have to get the Malachim, you know, Brachuni or the Duni, you know what I'm talking about? Gemara Brachas. So Rambam quotes that. So you have to have some kind of a teres. He claims, Rabbi Stoll, that the Rambam never said anything as he's quoted by Rabbi Chaim Elozhin and others, not to be able to say these Machnisi Rachman, things of this nature. And of course, the issue we hope to get to next week, if time allows, the authorship of the Torah. Every single letter in the Torah comes from Moshe Rabbeinu dictated, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down. There's a few Ibn Ezra's are a little okay. First of all, the Gemara has such an opinion. According to one opinion of the Gemara, the last eight psukim were written by Yeshua ben Nun. Rambam passes against, but okay. So you mean that the other Atana is an apokaris? No. We saw Rabbi Hillel being an apokaris yesterday. What if we just bring back up the Tanoim? Oh, what's a machlokas? Rabbi Lezer, who forgot the mandarim over there about the last eight psukim? Gedolei Tanoim. These are very famous. I can't say one of them now Hillel on my book. It's ridiculous. What it means is that there's an opinion which maintains that the last eight psukim were different. Ibn Ezra extends from those eight psukim to a few more psukim. Even Ibn Ezra, who says that, and he does say that, I'm not denying it, they chip away, the Ibn Ezra chip away the Rashbam. You know about this? The last Rashbam that was censored out by Oscar, Shapiro gave him preserved. I think he was right. The Imam censored out the Rashbam. Because Rashbam was Pshuto Shemikah, by Erev HaYavokah, they didn't like the way what he said. That's crazy, if you ask me. Say what he says, but he said Pshuto Shemikah. I Imamish don't understand these people. They say, well, it's not an Ksav Yad. What does that mean? Someone took it out of Ksav Yad. He was afraid of what it said. That's what he had. I think that's correct, too. We'll come to that. That's relevant to this exchange with Rabbi Lev Shlip. Anyway, what was my other? Oh, Ibn Ezra. Let's look at Ibn Ezra. Before Shetanach. Ibn Ezra. Number one. See, if you're there, it's Ibn Ezra. And alphabetically, you're now your mamash number one. Voracious. Gracious. Is it Ibn Ezra? He's the one who has the most, of all the Rishonim, by the most of the famous ones that we use all the time, that have brought in the whole Chumash. He's the most famous one for his some avant-garde views that certain things maybe, Elam Malachim. Yitzchaki Ami B'Sifra. Who's Yitzchaki? Ki Bimei Oshof Anichle Vados HaPashim. Upirish Adoras Kutzonim. Hachikorash Mo Yitzchak. Kol Hashomer Yitzchak Lo. Hey, Ibn Ezra doesn't pull his punches. Ki Omar, Ki Hadar Hu Hadar Adomi, Meitavo Zachos Tachpanches, Cholilo Cholilo, Shadova Kimo Shadibra Yimei Yoshafet. V'sifra Roy Lehi Sarif should burn Yitzchak's book. He doesn't want to burn Ibn Ezra's book, but okay, he wants to burn Yitzchak's book. V'lama Toma Al Shmona Melachon Shemelcha B'Shem Rabim, Nemalchi Yisrael can fly by Mizpah. The Shnei Amalachim Krov and the Shnei Malchi Yisrael. Amalchi Yudah Herbam and Malachim Erebam Dimei Moshe. But Emes, Shapir Shafnei Malach Melach means Al Moshe Melach Yisrael. He Bishur Melach. Doesn't mean Shalom Melach. It means Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you like that? The Ibn Ezra apparently, but the Ibn Ezra himself says that a pasuk can be written later. The answer is a pasuk here, a pasuk there. Even eight psukim according to one opinion. Not an entire parsha. There's an entire parsha. You can't believe it. So you have to understand, as opposed to the, what they call higher biblical criticism that says that J, D, E, whatever kind of silliness that I have, I want to talk about next week, based on a sefer called Arayom Hazeh by Amnon Bazak from the Gush. It's a very good book. I hope to get to it end of next week. Okay. So now, once again, Professor Shapiro writes, it's impossible to make a psak in theological matters. I mean, because quotes Rabbi Rappaport, and he quotes Halivni, things that we spoke about yesterday. I don't think it's true. I thought the same thing applies. Look, what should I say? The consensus can render an inappropriate point of view prohibited to follow in all areas of halacha. We saw when it came to cutting down wood for a bris milah on Shabbos, you could have followed it, did not follow it now. Why can't we say exactly the same thing when it comes to other matters? He says over here, I think it was Rabbi Blau, there's a consensus view against the determinism of Chasdai Kreskes. And he says, I find this fascinating, there's a consensus against the Rambam. When the Rambam said that Olam Haba depends exclusively, so he claims, on Muskolos, so the post would say he's incorrect. Now we said yesterday, we don't think that the Rambam ever said that. But if he did say that, then I think he's correct. The consensus is against it. And therefore, he quotes over here from Rabbi David Berger, one of our heroes, that there are problematic beliefs that are outside the consensus, but necessarily not have to be labeled as kfira. In other words, someone who believes it has a chelik in olam haba, but you're not allowed to believe it. Okay? That's a summary of Rabbi Yitzchak Blau Shlita, great Talmud Chacham, how it's to be related to me. His wife is my wife's cousin's daughter, so full disclosure. I prove what he says. Then another one of my favorites, Rabbi Professor, Rabbi, Dr. Mr. Gil Student, wrote a whole piece on this very topic. It's here somewhere also. Where is it? It was here a minute ago. Disorganizes myself, it's going to be a problem. Here it is. Gil Student. I'm going to show it to you on the screen if you can get it. I'll tell you where it's written. It's called Modern. What's it called? I have it in front of me. Modern Judaism. Again, written 2004 in response to Professor Shapiro. Also in 2004. This is quite an extensive thing. Crossroads, where theology meets halacha. A review essay, and this essay starts on page 272, and with the footnotes, goes to 295. That means that's 24 pages. There's a lot here. The notes are less 7-8 pages. And fine. So he goes through the whole background, and he says, no, this is, he writes, you know, a good book reviewer thought, oh, what a beautiful thing, oh, this is terrific stuff. Okay, great. Watch this. He says, look at that, you know, you have to start with a compliment. Oh, he says, it's masterly in its clarity of expression and thoroughness. Completely, it's an encyclopedic reference for these subjects, etc., etc. Superbly edited, thoroughly proofread, excellently researched, well written, beautifully published. You're always waiting for the shoe to drop. Nevertheless, the book contains a number of errors and inconsistencies. Additionally, the absence of a complete. Okay. However, in any case, in this review, I will further address Shapiro's main thesis, one that I believe to be so mistaken as to cripple this fine piece of research. Hey, now what is this? This shaila, can there be a psak in errors of Ikrei Emunah? Shapiro says no, he said it once, no, again, he keeps saying no, he said it again, no, 3 years later to arguing with Rabbi Leff. He's entitled to his opinion. Not the only one, Rabbi and Professor Lively said the same thing. Okay, he says no, it's not true. The Rambam did say there's no sak in matters of Hashkafa, and this is an article written by Harav Bechofa Shlita. Harav Bechofa, Yosef Gabriel Bechofa, the sak of prior to matters of Hashkafa. This is written in the Journal of Halacha. What issue is this? I can't tell from looking at what issue it is. Maybe you can figure out what issue it is. Don't have it on top. There's another Rabbi Bechofa who wrote a sefer called Evan Shasiya. You know about that man? That's his brother. Because he wrote a book which is favorably reviewed by Rabbi Leff at the same exact piece about you can base upon Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg's Shittus. You own it? You bring it tomorrow, I'll borrow it. Why not? It's not accessible.
Not so easily.
Okay, forget it. Okay. I might go to get it from the library if I want. But anyway, I just wanted to never heard of that till today when I saw this. But that's the answer Rabbi student gives, which I think is correct, as I just mentioned a few minutes ago, it depends on halacha lemaisa. Rabbi student writes at great length. Of course it's lemaisa to know when someone is a apokorus or min or whatever term you want to use or not. Now he gives a rattles of much enough kabinas. Shchita, right? Shchita of course is a apokorus makes it's a to make an apokorus is a chumrah. Ribbis, make an apokorus might be a kula, right? So I was wondering before, I said before, the Rambam would agree that if he's outvoted, that he's outvoted. So he would certainly agree they would not be able to lend this person money to Ribbis, even though according to his own intuition he would be allowed to. The guy's a boomer, or a min, a pakaris, whatever you want to use. See, I think he wouldn't do it. Would he eat the shchita? Ah, that's where it would take a little too much. Rambam's mechuyav to eat the shchita. When it was a Bez Nagodol, if he wouldn't eat the shchita, maybe it would be a Zokan Mamre. If you don't have Bez Nagodol, I don't think it would be a Zokan Mamre. He probably wouldn't eat the shchita either. But Rambam's not here to answer these questions. Okay, Ribbis, Morina, Velo Malin, in the olden days, doesn't apply this man as that. Okay, Eidus. Not the same as the Rambam's statement over here. Did they show yesterday, Perigil Mishnah Gimel? I think we saw it. There's no Nafkinil Alocha. Right? The Rambam did call this Yud Gilikra and Hilchos Tshuva because it's not Gimel Olam Azeh, not Olam Abba. Olam Abba, we just said before, it seems Lo Vashamayim wouldn't apply. It's that Rashi anyway. Tosh Belling Moran in the Kuf Dalma Beis. But Olam Azeh, oh. But then Professor Shapiro said, well, the Shulchan Aruch never quoted these 13 principles of faith. That's his main point. Says the professor, says Rabbi student in response, no. There's no Hilchos Tshuva Bechlal in the Shulchan Aruch. That's a different style of what he writes and what he doesn't write. But almost all the nafka minas in the Rambam found in Shulchan Aruch verbatim. Almost verbatim. I'll give you the Mara Mekomis. Chol Shemish B'lamet Dalet Chav Beis and Nuchos Eidus. Right? Tov Chav Hei, I think it's a question of Moridim. And Yoredeya. Kuf Nun Ches, Kuf Nun Tes. Even Geirus. They make a whole deal, Kelan is holding the Rambam out of nowhere, until you have to ask a Geir, which we do all the time, about Ikre Emuna. It's nowhere in Shas. Yeah, but the Shulchan Aruch quoted the Rambam. Based on Rambam. So we passed on the Rambam. It's not going to be for Shechita too. So I don't see what... I don't know. The answer is, again, same as in Halacha, there are many machlokes where there's no consensus. You can pass like the person you want, your Rebbe. We spoke about that by a great length in our introduction to this whole Ikre Emuna topic. Even though it's a minority view, so too when it comes to Ikare Amuna. So, you know, I by Bechofer says, he writes about Zionism. He says, well, there's a Satmar on one hand, and there's a Rav Kook on the other hand, and the majority of the rabbis, some in the middle. So he wants to discuss whether a person can rely on a minority view because it's Hashkafa. He can rely on a halacha too. I'm not sure why. Where's that? Somewhere on my table? Where did I put it? Here. Three questions, Rabbi Bechofer speaking. That's over here. Let's see if you can find it. Yeah. Okay. If Hashkafa is subject to the same as the halacha, then, except for in certain locations that are inhabited predominantly
by followers of either Rav Kook or a Satmar Rebbe, one would not be allowed to adopt either of their perspectives. What are you talking about? What? I can live in Williamsburg and follow Rav Kook. Satmar Rebbe doesn't have a lock in Williamsburg. He may have the majority of the Chassidim, but there are the Kloisenbergers who the Satmar called him an Apokaris too. You live in I don't know what I'm going to say, you live in Kiryat Moshe, down the block from Rav Kook's yeshiva, there are Satmars there too on the same block. I don't think this applies. I think he's incorrect. I mean, Bechof, I think you can do what you want, both in Aloha and in Ashkafa, and both it could be a Pesach Aloha. It's not binding on me. I'm a follower of Rav Satmar Rebbe or Rav Kook, or anyone in between. So I don't quite follow. In any event, when is a consensus? There's a consensus. I keep talking about the Rambam and Hilchot Shemitah of Yovel. That's what I think. That's what I think. Okay. And therefore, forgive me for a side point of digression. There was a tumul, but other recent women can wear tefillin. I found a sheet that holds that way, but that's rejected by the consensus for centuries. You can't just go against a consensus just like that. So I'm a believer in consensus. Not every case is consensus, okay? But it's a consensus. You can't do it. I don't think you're allowed to rely on the sheet this year in such a case. Same Graham Una. Rabbi Moshe had very, very strong things to say. I'll show it to you inside. And of course, those who are detractors quote this as being some kind of a witch hunt by Rabbi Moshe. They don't like what he said. But as you can imagine, we are fans of Rabbi Moshe, as you can know. Professor Shapiro defends himself because Rabbi Left said he was disrespectful to Rabbi Moshe. He says, go on my thing, you'll see I respect Rabbi Moshe greatly. How you write. This is in Yoredeya, these tshuvas, in Chela Gimel. Letter in the mail. He wants to print the sefer written quoted by quoting Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. The Shalosh Shudas Torah. And Rabbi Moshe says you have to burn it. To burn it. But Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said it. Doesn't matter. When he said it, you can say it. We follow the Rambam. That's what Rabbi Moshe is saying. I'm not going to read the whole tshuva. It takes too long. But this, I just want to show you a little bit. Rabbi Moshe writes at the end. We should get to the end probably. He said at the end. Okay, look what he says. Loyal piece of cloud. We don't know who wrote it. Okay. Then someone else quoted it. Doesn't help. We don't know who Menachem Tzioni was. Apparently he was a very well-known mechaber. He says, you can't sell it. I think somebody should burn it. I'm not sure if it's in this church. Maybe the next church should burn it. Hold on. Maybe another one. Maybe. I'm not sure. Oh. He writes to Shlomo Zalman and the same tshuva. They want to put this thing out, and he says as follows: Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yoshev, told him that what they say. Don't let him print the rest. Take the three things out of the book. No, you can't trust anything in there. This. Apokursus, Rosh Hagomor. They want to be going to Sefer Yecheskel. Can you imagine that? Wow. He's like this. It's Akira's Torah. Mishle wanted to be going as Mishle. I said, they didn't do it. Anyway. It's over here. Chas v'sholem. Etc. Therefore, he says, what? He says, say to Mezuyev. Mezuyev, talk Levarim and Olam. Here's what does he mean to burn it on a fire, like a Lag BaOmer? Levarim and Olam? I'm not sure if he meant that, or he meant just, get rid of it. Rav Moshe, because there's a consensus, like the Rambam. That's all. Consensus.
And therefore, I believe, and he correctly quotes Rabbi David Berger Shlita, there's a consensus that somebody, and this is going to be a little, you know, a little testy in some circles, there's a consensus that somebody who died, especially if some people thought he was Mashiach when he was alive, and he didn't do what the Rambam says Mashiach has to do, which is bring back all the dispersions of Klal Yisrael and build the base of Mikdash, he cannot be the Mashiach. And you'll find that Shitas Yochid to the reverse, as some have done, doesn't matter. Maybe he's not a kofer. Maybe he's not a kofer. What if a person thinks that, let's watch me put him in a bush, that Lubavitch Rebbe is the Mashiach. He died. Okay. So it'll be Tchias and Mason before the Mashiach. It's against the Rambam's order of the Ikrei Emunah. So, is he a kofer? So I asked this question to Rabbi Zalman Nechemia years ago when this first came out. He's, of course, has some Lubavitch connections, but still he's a real pasuk. He said, no, the person's wrong, but he's not a kofer. What does Rabbi Berger think about this statement? He told me he was not sure, and it's printed that he's not sure. He has a critique of Professor Kellner. I should have here somewhere too. So it's organized. Hold on, let's not give up. Oh, Book of Views. This is tradition, 1999. Okay? So in this Book of View, okay, it is for this reason, footnote 8, that I avoid the use of the term heresy in my campaign to delegitimate the Lubavitch messianism, the treatise adherence is non-Orthodox Jews. May well be that the abolition of the classical criteria for the identification of the Mashiach so distorts one of the Ikrei Emunah, the term is appropriate. I do not quarrel with those who use it. Like other rabbani. If the only alternative were legitimation, I would use it myself. Still, we should be able to recognize that this belief is a profound and intolerable betrayal of our faith without resorting to categories that carries all the terrible concepts of Minut. The idolatrous component of the movement is another matter. I believe the Rebbe is God. And as a matter of fact, okay. He says as follows. Such a stand enables us to exclude a particular position from the community without declaring that its adherents are prime candidates for perdition. Rabosai, now, I just read this again, I'm so mixed where I read what, that in certain places, after they finish Nila, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem, Hashem Elokim, the next line is, you know, Yichi. That sounds, I don't want to say that Avodah Zarah proper, it's certainly very, very troubling. So, I mean, you know, that's wild. But someone who's far from that just thinks the Rebbe is going to come back as the Mashiach, even though it seems against the word of the Rambam. So, okay, it's against everything we've said until now, because, you know, Professor Berger's main time is, so then Khalil Vachas, you've lost the ability to argue with the Christians. That's his specialty, you know, Christian debates in the Middle Ages. You know, that's the famous Reb Chaim on the train. People are arguing. So, Bar Kochba, in the Yeshu. So Reb Chaim turns to the guy and says, how do you know Bar Kochba is not the Mashiach? That's the knife against all those who think the Yeshu is the Mashiach. The answer is, because he died. So then the Lubavitch said, well, he died, he was killed. He's a chelukim, which are not machal, as we say. The Kitzur Nimritz is what they quote you over what it says over here. And therefore, he says, even Professor Kellner at the very end of his book, must a Jew believe anything? It sounds like the answer is no, because he writes on page 9, if belief is the intellectual acquiescence and it's carefully defined statements of dogma, the answer is that there is nothing that a Jew must believe. Nothing. Zero. 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 Okay? But at the very end, Professor Kellner says it's not true. At the very end of the book, he says, this is Rabbi Berger points this out, at the very end he says, you have to believe in God. And if you deny the unity of God, or Torah and Hashemayim, or Mashiach Tzadikam, he writes over there,
that you took yourself out of Klal Yisrael, of the consensus of the Jewish history, okay? Even if technically you're not a kofir. But then he says, well, maybe you are a kofir. So therefore, this is exactly what Professor Kellen says at the end of his own book. He writes as follows. Denying unity of God, this is on page 83 here. The Torah is divine, or Mashiach has already come, has placed one outside the historical community of Israel. This is not to say that such persons are technically heretics, nor is it to say that they are not. He's Mesupik himself. But they place themselves beyond the broadest limits of his Jewish historical Jewish communal consensus. That's the key word. So you have to believe it. He first says, you don't. Then he says, you have to. The last page, it goes against the whole book. That's Rabbi Berger's Hasaga on Professor Kellner. He says, that's what he says. And you lose all of Mabah, right? Because he left Klal Yisrael. He himself left the historical consensus of Klal Yisrael. He says against Professor Kellner, you can't say according to the Rambam only a philosopher has a chesed olam haba. The wide Rambam is so try to work so hard that even the masses should not believe in corporeality, the God of the body. The masses are not philosophically sophisticated anyway. No, Chas v'shalom. A minimum of knowledge is required. Just the minimum. If you rely upon others, as the right we saw yesterday in Mor Nevuchim. Yeah, and it's true that most posts can reject the Rambam that. The philosophical base of the 13 principles. Some argue in certain details it's true. It's just true. But it's a consensus on almost all of the Ikrim. And you can't be mefakbek, and you have to make boundaries somewhere. This is what he says. I think Rabbi Berger is completely correct. Okay? But it's not the last word. Because Professor Kellner reprinted his book. When you print the book, you have the last word. Afterword, actually, it's called. That's literally the last word. And I have that here, too. The afterword, and it's on page 141 and on. In contrast to David Berger, I'll begin at the end, he gives a whole attack against Rabbi Berger's Hasaga. The first point is that there's no reason to assume that faith is the only thing which gets you into being a member in good standing in Klal Yisrael. To which Professor Berger wrote, I certainly never said what Kelman Jew is to me. That beliefs are the single essential criterion for membership in good standing. It's a criterion. Even the Rambam, contrary to the simple pshat, I keep repeating myself again. If you look at one paragraph out of context here in Parakhelik towards the end, you get that impression. But it's contradicted by everything. So either you say that the Rambam is lying everywhere else, necessary beliefs which are not true, which is hard to believe in so many places. Maybe this is not true. I know which one is not true. You have to take it in context. Everyone has a chelik, as we saw yesterday from the Maral, unless you lose it. You lose it by leaving Klal Yisrael. Not mistaken, that was the third and best possibility in what's it called again? Halacha, Hashkof, and Maaz of Metaphysics. I think you're right. That's the way to do it. If you leave Klal Yisrael, you're out. If you're a baby boy, is born, and one day you die, you're in. Without the muskolos. I guess that's the only way that I can make sense of all the Rambam's put together. That's number one. Okay? I'm going to have the two things in front of me. Okay? But, he says, if you lose your Olam HaBa, you're talking about a member in good standing, which is a question. There's a fight by the Gemara Masechta Brachos. What does it say in Masechta Brachos? Lo suruch el levav achreinechem, hashetem zonam achreim. Let's see the Gemara, it's ourselves. We shouldn't trust anybody. I said, let's see the Gemara. And see how these two famous professors, what they say about this Gemara. Here it is. What does it say? Why is Tzitz Parsha Tzitzis in Kriya Shema? They could have picked a different parsha. Any parsha has Mitzrayim in it. Why? Because it has Das Minim Hiraver Barazor. Okay. What's the shot over here? That's five things. Tzitzis, excuse me, Triumph, Omitzis, Das Minim, Hiraver, Hiraver, that's six. So, alright, the first three we understand. Omitzis, Risa Moso, Tzitzis, and Mitzrayim.
Where do you get the other three? Das mina here, avera, 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 avera. It says, achrei levavchem zu minus. Okay, minus. Achrei nechem zu here, avera, which is nus. And atem zonim is here, avera, avera. So, there's a tumult, what this means. So, here, over here, on, again, page 141, in this, he quotes, Rabbi Berger says that minus. This is Rabbi Berger writing. His assertion about Kelman, the Chazal saw only action as sinful is incorrect. Quoting one in Brachos Yud Beis and Beis. So, says the respondent, Professor Kelman, no. No, that's not what it means. No. It means a heretical position, not a heretical thought. Okay? Only a person who reads these rabbinic texts through the theological prism would feel the necessity to render the Hebrew as does Berger. And I thought that Rabbi Berger was 100% right. I don't see how I can get out of this. What does he respond? He responds like this. Thoughts of sin, which should have been licentious thoughts, are thoughts. When the Talmud, the Brachos, elaborates on Das Minim, it says a brisa that says, following your heart. Achrei levavchem. Minus. Right? And they quote a pasuk. Right? Omar nova belibo. Ein Elokim. It's belibo. It's clear. It's clear. So therefore it's obvious that it's talking about machshavas. And machshavas are important. So I think that Rabbi Berger is right on this one too. Just giving you my, I'm going through the various back and forths that I received in this discussion. Then he says in the next page, 142, Elochelon Abo is Lav Dafka. It's just Lav Dafka. To which Rabbi Berger says that may be true. Some of the things may be Lav Dafka. They're just, to show how serious it is. But it seems to me that there's some things which are clearly dafka. As a matter of fact, look in the Gemara, someone who denies Tchias HaMesim, Ein Lo Chelek Olam Abba. And of course the question is why? Why? Why does he lose Olam Abba? First Gemara, Mida Keneged Mida! Who covered with Tchias HaMesim? So you lose your Tchias HaMesim, which is Olam Abba. Now that's not Lav Dafka, that's Dafka. So therefore, these three in the Mishnah are dafka, even though some of the Gemara later on, you don't treat the Talmud Chacham properly, you mabbe pechal rabbi rabim, these kinds of things, maybe in fact, lav dafka, but some things in fact are dafka. These, the ones in the Mishnah presumably are very dafka. I think, again, Rabbi Berger is correct. Okay, nearly. And then he says something which is very hard to understand. Rabbi Berger doesn't understand it either. He writes as follows. The two gear sauce, we said the first day. Ein tchias emesim. Ha'omer ein tchias ha'mesim, again, or ein tchias ha'mesim men ha'Torah. Two different gersos. The question is, what if you hold tchias ha'mesim, but it's not in the Torah itself? Okay? The issue is crucial. Why? My mind needs recension. Omer ein tchias ha'mesim is clearly theological. The standard text clearly sociological. Ha'omer ein min ha'Torah. Whether true or not, it's not the point. To which Rabbi Berger responds, I don't understand what he's saying, I don't understand what he's responding. You can figure this out for me? This is, you don't have this. Unless you were inside. I'll keep you coming. Okay? It's never been printed. My knowledge. He said that Professor Keller seems to say like this. To assert that the knowledge of the resurrection causes one to be excluded from the world to come is theological. Okay, agree. To assert that the knowledge of the proposition that the resurrection is taught in the Torah causes one to be excluded from the world to come is sociological. That's what he says. This is barely coherent and certainly requires explanation. I don't know what he means. You feel what he means? Then you can agree or disagree. I don't know what he means. If he came, then I'm going through it because we want to give it open discussion. Open discussion. How can it be, writes on page 143, as follows. How can it be that there's such a tremendous tumult of what Torah Min HaShemayim means? What does it mean? Rabbi Berger is aware of the ways in which 20th century theologians tie themselves into knots trying to define this term. Had the authors of the Mishnah really held it to be a dogma of Judaism, does it not seem odd that not one of them, or the Amoraic successors, or the Gaona that followed them, took the trouble to define the term with any specificity? And what from the Torah from heaven, Maimonides, Nachmanides disagreed about this as well, Rabbi Avinel, Sarah Berger writes back. In the non-theological age, the ambiguities that the medieval philosophers found in the term Torah HaShemayim did not yet trouble people. So they didn't go into the details. They just see Torah and HaShemayim. That's all. Finished. Okay. Finally, how can it be that if, again, look what he says. There's a Jew living before the publication of the Mishnah who denies Torah which teaches resurrection have a share in the world to come? That's so he has a question. So the response is, being punished for unarticulated dogmas is indeed troubling. But I think the rabbis thought that these dogmas were part of the tradition or evident in the Torah itself. That's what Mechonin's for. You should be able to figure out yourself. That's what Rabbi Berger was saying over here in this response. Fine, I think it's more to say, but put this aside. I have a lot to talk about. And again, Rabbi Wiedelblank is waiting in the on-deck circle, but we have other things that I have in hard print, which I'm happy to give to you after we finish going through it. And I have another thing. I have over here an article written by a man named Professor Mark Steiner. You know who he is? A genius, he used to be in my shul. This is called Maimonides and the Philosophy, a Defense. He starts by quoting the Din Shulchan Aruch, which is famous for those who know it. Where is Shulchan Aruch? Yavideya. It's garnished, but you know, he thinks it works, placebo effect, whatever it is, so it's okay. Very, very nice. So Rambam says so, it's a quote of Rambam. Comes the Vilna Gaon, woo-hoo. Oh boy, not happy. Rambam. I will call a boy, Makar of Chokolov. He quotes various sources. He says as follows: allegorical. We don't see it. Kabbalah. This is one group. There's another place in Yoredeya. This is in Yoredeya. Watch this one. Hilchos Tamei Torah. This is Halacha Lemaisa coming up. I don't know if we're doing Lechoshim in there, but this is Lemaisa Mamish. We saw this already, and he's not happy with this either. Very unhappy is the Vilna Gaon with this statement of the Rambam. Let's see what the Gaon says. Where's the Gaon? Divya Rambam, Pardes. Look what he says over here. Lo Ros Apayas Lahu Velo Aramba. Whee! Because he's all Apayas. It's Kabbalah. I thought the Ramah wrote his Hebron Kabbalah. I don't know. Etc. So he's in a couple of places. The Gra is not happy with the Shitas HaRambam. HaRambam. Fine. No. The answer is as follows. It's true that philosophy is somewhat dangerous, as Rabbi Chanan said. Nonetheless, you have to learn philosophy. Otherwise, chas v'shalom, you become a corporealist. And the Rambam holds that that opinion is worse than Avodah Zarah, which we saw yesterday. Avodah Zarah believes it represents something higher. He said, unkulis, but I'm not going through the whole thing all over again. Unfortunately, he says, Professor Steiner, I'll read you his words. These are his words, not mine. Look what he says. This is footnote 25. He's commenting as follows. Indeed, this is on top. I'll read the whole paragraph because I don't want these to be my words. So I'm reading from somebody else. Indeed, some of the heretics of today who attribute divine characteristics to their departed Rebbe propounded the logical absurdity that a human being could be submerged within God, will be united with him to the extent that it becomes permissible to pray to him, chas v'shalom, vehemently deny that they are violating one of the cardinal principles of faith. It will be perhaps said that orthodoxy as a whole utterly rejects messianism as a whole, and heretical messianism in particular. That the most zealous members of what is called the Torah world do not seem to mind the presence in the midst of the yeshiva, at which after the proclamation of Shema Yisrael at the close of Yom Kippur, the congregation cries, may our master, the Rebbe, King Messiah, live forever, where the context certainly suggests heretical anthropomorphic belief. Okay, you hear what I just told you? And he quotes Professor Berger's book. He writes on the bottom, if the yeshiva were replaced by a cinema, it wouldn't last 2 days. What's the answer? What the apathy of the zealots? A cinema would take religious children and ruin their piety. Yeshiva has no influence on, quote, us. Shouldn't be part of a rabbinical post. Rabbi Berger reports, total apathy in this area, even though the disciples of Rav Shach later had a pen of Shishiva who condemned Chabad and his Rebbe. An extremist messianist now retired, had an official bezdin in a major city in Israel with a high divorce rate, and all the gittin were done by him. So I, Baruch Hashem, hold that he's kosher liatis. But if he's not, we're in big trouble. I'm assuming Rabbi Zalman Chaim told me, and Rabbi Berger is super about it, so I hold we can be making on that shayla. They believe that the Rebbe is God, that's Avodah Zarah proper, and then there's nothing to talk about. How many of them believe that the Rebbe is God? Want to do a survey? I'm assuming it's a mere she'en omotzi, ein tzorach lachosh. Doesn't disagree with me, but I still think that I'm right. Fine. So he writes, Professor Steiner, that the Rambam, at the end of the day, the Rambam's influence was very powerful. Perhaps he influenced the Bechor Shor, though chronologically it's problematic. Bechor Shor died before the Rambam. But on the pasuk of Risa Sachorai, Rashi says, you know, always gives Kipshuto. I wonder if he has a Bechor Shor. I wonder who they have. I forgot. Let's look at the first year of Antanach. Start with Rashi. Shmos. Reef Sachar, what paragraph is that? Lamed something. Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel. Second, please. Hereo Keshe Shal Tzilin. Wah! Shereo Keshe Shal Tzilin. What does it mean? How can it possibly be? The answer, Rashi learns Pshat Kipshuto. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that Anything more than that? No, I don't want this. Let's go back. What did I press for? I wanted to press. Why I pressed Tanakh? What do you want me to say Chama for? Again?
Must be a
glitch here. How do I get to that? Let's start all over again. Not Rashi. Come on. How do I get out? Yes! The Bechor Shor! Look at that! He claims that this is like as if the Rambam had been influential. Have your dash ain't the key of Moshe and the Mal or Hafil of Malachim. Koshkin, Namishin, and Ronovish, the Dabal of his Brock and Hochkamer. Adam Ross Chayam Echov doesn't mean. He says he thinks it's the influence of the Rambam. And we have the same thing over here. The same thing over here. Watch. Gracious. 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 Third out. Nas olim ke tzalmenu, right? Tzalmenu ke busenu. What does that mean? What does it mean? Ein lo seis dimion ad musa tmuna lamala. Ki lo risen kol tmuna. Vel mita dam yuni veeshve. El mita dam yuni veeshve. He says he's quoting the Rambam's psukim verbatim. Whatever the Rambam quotes, he quotes. We saw this psukim in Mor Nebuchim. He thinks that this is such a clear influence of the Rambam. Or the, you know, the Murad of Uchim, which is written later, can have them in the Yisodiyat Torah, Perek Alav Lo Ches and Tes, he quotes the same psukim. In any event, if he didn't influence the Bechor Shor, maybe, I can't be sure, it was the same similar psukim. Let's see if he, what other things we have over here. Read. No. Looking for the read. The read of that Torah, that Professor Stani quotes, the riddle of the Torah says the Mor Nebuchim Mamish. He quotes it almost verbatim. Baruch Hashem, he says, Yagdal Gigdal and Ani Mamin, Ganin. Okay? And you know, you have things which are found part of the office. Shmos. Perek Chof. Very end. Losas niti, tumut shamoshi amasham shalfen memorim. What does it mean? Luisim kol tmuna. Hu ike bemunas Hashem izbarach. Ein lo dmus haguf, ein lo guf. Where's that line come from? Everybody know? Ein lo dmus haguf. He's calling Yigdal. It's a halachic work of the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe. The haflo, the pun of the office. You see, this is it. The Rambam was victorious. He called Rambam Kanoi. His Kanos saved us from the danger that the Rid described. I can't show it to you. That there are those who people think there's Hashama. And then he quotes Rambam Menuchas Mezuzah. Perek Rob.
touch this. Look at this. Talk about the importance. You call it a mezuzah, you think about a Kodesh Baruch. Not about anything else. Yichud Shem Mishmor Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yizkor Avoso. Yerav Mishnoso. There's nothing in the world more important than a Kodesh Baruch. This is around how we end Perek Vav in Hilchos Mezuzah. Now in Perek Hey, this is part of the fight which goes on with the rabbi left. Is what's going on? Something wrong? Can't get to the bottom of these things? What is this?
The other side.
Which?
On the other side.
This?
Yeah.
The end. Okay. Surprise. Oh, here it is. Watch this. Look at this. Eilu shekolos b'fnim shemus ha'malachim or shemus kadosh and puzzle chemus ha'reti b'chal mi she'en l'chel l'ma bo. Eilu ha'tipshit lo dai lahem she'bit l'mitzah she'osu mitzah gadol she'yishichur Hashem we saw she'l yakadosh bro v'avosu ha'il v'dosu kilu kamiya Shalanoyas Atzman, Moshe Ola Aliba Masochal, Shazel, Dover, Mahana, Havli Olam. Same thing. That's why he's against all these schools. He went to quote, he used to be an Am Segulot, he became an Am Segulot. The footnote over here. Then he would go to the coastal for 40 days, he'd say Nishmas. He's not happy with that stuff. It's not right. It's not right. You're using a Kadosh Baruch Hu's words to make to these Yeshuas. He's not happy at all. Not happy at all. And the Torah itself, as we know, what is the Torah? Is the Torah to be used as a refuah saguf? No. The Torah is a refuah sanefesh. Take a look. Watch this. Remember the lachash that the Rambam spoke about before? Lo dai shem b'chal menachshim v'chovim koifrim b'torah shenosim de b'torah refuas aguf enan refuas nefashis. That's all. The Rambam is quite clear when it comes to these things. He's against all these segulas, etc., etc., etc. So, but what do you need? Shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid. Yeah. That's the first Rambam, which is quoted from where? You know where it's coming from? The Rambam. Look at any Shulchan Aruch. I'll open the Shulchan Aruch. You'll see it. They give you the sources of the Shulchan Aruch. All the sources are found on the side. On the Shulchan Aruch. We'll see what the source is. The very first Din Shulchan Aruch. First one. Opening line. What is it? Shivisi Hashem and Negdi Tamid. That's a pasuk. Who this time is the Rambam? They sing it. No, who klal? It's a gan tzaddik. Who klal got up a Torah of a malas tzaddik? Holds the elokim. Okay. Nishivas adam etu losa vasal lebalav yibesok shishivas etu losa vasal shuvnei melach mel gadol. And it's dibur and achavas piv. If you think that Chodesh Baruch Hu lochus kvodo, then yagia alav hayira v'achnav par shem boshnav mar nevuchim chel ha-gimbo perpnen beis. What wants to burn the mar nevuchim? To burn the Shulchan Aruch on the first page already. Comes to the mar nevuchim. Very, very important. Okay. This is what I wanted to talk about before we got back to I think I covered all of my things except the Rabbi stole. There's a piece on this too. Have you seen this one? Is a piece which talks about the critique of Professor Shapiro, and he says basically the same thing, that you have to look at it carefully. And here's Psak Halacha, the whole story. He's talking about Nebuchadnezzar curse. The whole thing about Nebuchadnezzar. He says, the Rambam never said it. Rambam never said it. Nebuchadnezzar curse is not the curse. Against Reb Chaim. Even Reb Chaim is watered down by Reb Chanan. He waters it down somewhat. That's his main thesis. Okay, Reb Osai? So I'm leaving you, those who want to look at all these amazing things that I have over here. Did you quote a Gemara in Horius in your piece? So what was the point? I couldn't find it. I was looking for it. You want to find it for me? I'll look at the Gemara, but you can find exactly where it is. You probably know the Baal Peh. Look at the Gemara in Horius. That's also relevant to all this question. Right, so I just couldn't find it. I was looking at this punchline. Gimel Dalet, what does that mean? Fine, well, you'll come back, you'll tell me where it is tomorrow. So I want to talk about it. So it's also good to find it. Good. So now we go back to this, right? This is this or this?
What's that? For.
This is what?
That is. Have I read a one?
Where was it?
On the left, the navigation has the numbers.
Okay. But what about the. What's this? Is also this is the first part?
And the first part, yeah, I can get it. I didn't know which.
I know myself what I want. I started talking about this yesterday. How far did I get? I would like to show you things twice because these are such important things. I want to show it to you more than once. Hold on. Give me a second. Mentioned this yesterday, I couldn't show it to you. So positive attribution is the problem. What if call God's merciful? It means it in a simple sense. It's against his unity. We saw that already. So an unconscious atheist, right? That's what he believes, that someone has positive attributes, an unconscious atheist. Right? Wow. We've included the category of a kofer. We saw the Rambam in Marna Bucham. Chelik Aleph Perek Samach, we saw already in the Hebrew. It says like this. I say he's unconsciously loses belief in God. Can't say that's making a mistake. No, because the God I believe does not exist. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. It's just wrong. There's no way it doesn't, it's just totally wrong. Elephant is much of an elephant. Okay? Okay, another place in the Rambam. So it sounds like it's equivalent of having a body. So it sounds like. No. The Pirush HaMishnayos, he doesn't mention the belief that he has no attributes. One of the basic principles of a Jew must believe it to be considered Jewish. Now, this is not the perfect riot. It's the philosophical equivalent of that he has no body. Well, he didn't mention it. How do you say Pshat? Let's talk Pshat. So he has 10-7. Here's the answer. Halachic heresy and philosophical heresy is a chiddush. Chiddush. So if you believe, if you need God as Rachamim, the Shechita would be valid, and the Eidus because of the Eidus, even though it's wrong. Okay, but that's the whole discussion which he has over here, which is worthwhile seeing. Okay, it's an important point to see. And what does he explain? Something which I think is a very big chiddush against what we quoted earlier from Rabbi Professor Dr. Tribbetz. What he says. How do you know there's no physical body? It says in the Torah. Right? Torah itself. Right? Of course, the Rambam. Beforesh betorah nevim, and the Kodesh Baruch Guf Gvia. Shmai Marv Taras came in two places, Loros Mutuna, Mishnu Mibeshra, and the Guf Yadav Nashah Guf. Fine. According to the Rambam. Unkelus also. Okay? On the other hand, no such corrections are made by Unkelus. Concerning attributes, since we only know of the falseness of the attributes through logic, such generic reaches may be, does not likely constitute heresy. I think Rabbi Pribbit says it's exactly the reverse. Do you have access to one of his writings? I don't know what I have, I forgot. So, he says exactly, I may just, he told me, Balpeh, I went to visit him last month, that when you can prove from Sukkim Fakarim, that does not make you into a kofa. What makes him into a kofa is you can prove from logic. The flip side exactly the opposite of what my reader Black Sleep was saying over here. He's letting you know it seems to be the exact opposites. Oh. Now let's go a little bit further. Misleading statements that promote political welfare. We've saw this word before, but it's worth seeing a second time. Now what is it? Hashkabas and the Choloshev and Tusak Ashlemas Asophis, not the Torah Mehen El Tachlisa. Metzias Hashem, Yehudo, Yehoso, Yehoto, Ratona, Chemuso. Tachlis Sophios. You have to learn about Shkofis. Korah Tonis B'deya D'Rom HaShem S'Yuros and Echreichas B'tichun HaMitzav HaMedinim Kodesh Desh Ano B'deya L'Yisal Yechra Apo M'Shemaribo Chov Alivo L'Fak L'Shem HaMen HaMeri. It's not true. This is called necessary beliefs. Okay? Wow. It makes a society of perfection. They have correct opinions. Okay? Fine. But not corporeality. No, that you can't do. So the correct belief to maintain or enhance society was not contradict the first aim of the Torah, which is to bring people to perfection. Hashem experiences emotions, you can still have perfection. Apparently it's not one of the Gimel Ikrim. So he says. That's a chiddush he's suggesting. That's it. Okay. So I want to show you things again. You saw it before, but I want to show you two again because it's important to understand these things. More. Let's go a little bit further. Watch. Watch this. Are you suggesting no? There's no difference. Except the Rambam understands that the Torah can teach disbelief in God for the sake of promoting the right public well-being. And the Rambam says in 146, we saw in 8:4, the Torah is written in a way that it can be understood as implying that God is corporeal and to bring people to belief in God. Should we go back to 8:4? How do we get back to 8:4? Just for a second to get back before the way to do it? No? Let me finish it and we'll go back in a minute. It's inconceivable. He says, no, perfection, secondary goal is society of perfection. He writes in corporeal institutions to promote individual perfection. Right? Only emotions is expedient. So how do you understand what he said in 146? No. The purpose in Ryan, the way the Torah could be misunderstood as referring to Hashem's body, it will bring massive belief in his existence. Okay? That's a different story. I can get back to 8-4? No way? Alright, if we can't do it, we'll get it next time. Where did he say that? Bereshis iyuno shalodom. That's the expression of the Rambam in Perek Hechelik Av, Perek Memvov. I don't know. And he said the Chazal uses expressions in order to make a mistake. I don't know. It's a problem because Rambam in the Perek Memvov says that Torah was also a serious problem. Very serious problem. So that's a question of, let me understand this. So, Rambam said, let's just go a little bit further and we'll have to continue tomorrow to see how this might. Quotes here, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, faulty reason, accidental heresy. Okay, that's the whole discussion. Quotes Reb Chaim. So there are many positions over here. Okay, various comments on this. Okay. Any denial, even a person's blameless in anything in principles, knock him out of Jujal Mabo. That's approach number one. Maybe no. No. Tinush and Nishma. Then, if you're blameless, again Tinush and Nishma. I'm not sure what the difference is over here. Here, he doesn't exclude you. First, he has the Nebuch HaPakaris. The Nebuch HaPakaris of the Reb Chaim. Okay, why? Why should they be punished? Not punished, they don't earn their Olam Haba. Intellectual capacity. You don't have it, you don't have it. You saw before. You saw the Torah. Hadassah Yisei HaMashiv B'Nev Shalodim Hutsua HaZadim HaShalim B'Dato K'Tzalei HaMaseinu Tzura Yodas L'Masegas HaDeh She'enem Goylem, the study of Torah Perek Dalit. Okay? And then he says, what does that mean? This tzura lives forever, doesn't need a body. Yodas from Masegas Adeas Prudos Min Aglomin. That's a word they use that in English. Whatever. Yodas Boria Kol, the Medestiola, Lome Alomin. That's it. That's what the Rainis gives you in translation. So therefore, if you didn't develop it, so you just don't have it. It's not a punishment. That's one way to say it. Hilchos Marmam, the Rambam has the famous Tinuch Shenishba is off the hook. What do you do with that? So one way is to divide the Ikrim. The first five, we went through this already, showing the Chazar, are different than the next eight. Five, or maybe three, or three and a half, four and a half. We're going to go into those Pratim right now. What about a Tinoch? What do we do with a Tinoch? That's the problem. A Tinoch, on both sides, is going to be a problem no matter what. What do we do with a Tinoch? How are you going to decide? What do you do about that? What do you do with a Tinoch? What do you do? It's a problem. It's a problem. So, since I'm out of time, let's stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue a little bit with this, a little bit with some other things, and try to go as far as we can, okay?